Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Professor Doug Kamik, who teaches constitutional law at Pepperdine University in California. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of issues we've seen in the news lately, including the wide use of executive orders by the new president, as well as the House Judiciary Committee issuing a subpoena for Karl Rove. Can he still claim executive privilege? And Professor, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with executive orders. We see them at the beginning of every presidential administration and other times throughout a president's time in office, although usually with less attention spent on it. What exactly can a president do through an executive order, and where does his power through that tool stop?
Executive orders are commonplace, but they have to be anchored either in the Constitution or in a grant of authority to the president by statute. So the president has no inherent authority to issue executive orders just merely because he's president. He has to trace it to the power given to him under Article 2 of the Constitution or a specific provision of the U.S. Code. Oftentimes, the executive orders that we see at a transition period like this reflect the fact that the statutes that Congress has created gives discretion to the executive branch. And that discretion can be exercised over a range of reasonable alternatives. And what we see presently from the Obama administration is taking advantage of that range of discretion that exists within the statutory language to change the emphasis, for example, with respect to the Freedom of Information Act, to change the emphasis from one of a presumption against disclosure to a presumption in favor of disclosure, with respect to the Mexico City policy, to exercise the discretion that the president has to allow for federal funding to go to international organizations that provide health services, including health services that relate to abortion. The statute that policy was originally created under by President Reagan, going in the opposite direction, is one that gives President Obama the discretion to change that policy. One way or the other, the president has to anchor it in the law as Congress has created it or as we the people have created it under the text of the Constitution.
Professor, let's shift now to the issue of Karl Rove and executive privilege. That is the reason the White House used for not allowing him to testify on Capitol Hill during the latter years of the Bush administration. Can Rove still use that reason, or does that change now that Bush is the former president?
Well, it does, and it would have changed even under previous executive orders, but, Greg, it changes even more in light of an executive order that President Obama has already issued reconfiguring the manner in which executive privilege claims would be handled. Under the Bush administration, both the sitting president, the incumbent president, as well as a former president, had more or less an equal status in terms of asserting privilege. And the Bush structure was more or less inclined toward maintaining the privilege rather than granting access to the information. In keeping with the theme of the Obama administration of more openness and of transparency, President Obama has issued an executive order that indicates that there will be a presumption in favor of disclosure and that the ability of the incumbent president, that is Mr. Obama, is somewhat greater to assert executive privilege than the ability of a former president, President Bush. As a result, Karl Rove's circumstance has changed, at least from his perspective, for the worse, because his patron is no longer the incumbent president, and because the former president's ability to assert executive privilege has been diminished. If Karl Rove is going to be successful in his effort to assert privilege, he will need to have the cooperation of former President Bush, but both of them will need the ultimate cooperation of the court of law. because the Obama executive order says that a former president's ultimate ability to maintain a privilege will be determined in court and will not merely be granted as a matter of presumptive validity.
Doug, we'll have to end there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Good to talk to you, Greg.
Doug Kamik is a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.